Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast. Today we have with us a special guest, Peter Schmidt. He is a professional services veterinarian, and he is also a team leader for our Great Lakes region. Peter is very knowledgeable on all things veterinary perspective, and he talks a lot in this episode about what he went through for vet school to his time now. And I think that was very beneficial to listen to, especially if you're a vet student. There's a lot of insight here, if you would agree with that, Emily.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you're a vet student about to graduate, or even a third year vet student, or somebody that's, you know, in private practice right now looking to change up your career, like, this episode is for you. He gives a lot of good insight into his career path, what he's done. And then, you know, if you're looking to join the Transova team on our vet professional services, he gives a lot of great info into that that I think will be helpful to other people.
I think he also does a good job covering our what we call our Transova University program for training veterinarians and those who are wishing to enter, you know, the world of embryo transfer. And so there's a lot of good insight and information there from him on training, what it looked like then versus now, and what opportunities are available.
Yeah, and this episode really sets us up great for a future podcast that we're doing with the TOGU team, which will be, I think, next week. You know, Peter goes into just even making the decision to go into strictly embryo transfer, IVF, advanced reproductive technologies, that part of the industry. And then, you know, in a future episode, we're going to hear from the team that does the actual training. So I think these really will complement each other and give people a good inside look into that program and what it means to be on the Transova team.
Absolutely. And I think he kind of gives a lot of plugs for Transova as a company itself and the reasons why he enjoys and has enjoyed working for Transova. And so if that's something you're interested in, like I said, Peter gives a lot of good insight.
Yeah, you're right. This episode really isn't just for veterinarians. It's for anybody, you know, that's willing to apply and join the Transova team in any aspect, any role, or even just for our clients, knowing what kind of people we hire for our team, I think is very beneficial.
Absolutely. And Peter's a great example of hiring good people first, and he fits that mold very well. And so we're thankful to have people with integrity and drive like Peter has showcased during his time at Transova.
Yep, definitely.
Well, without further ado, we will introduce you to Peter Schmidt, our professional services veterinarian in the Great Lakes region.
All right. Welcome back to the Powered by Transova podcast. We are here this morning or evening, depending on when you're listening to this, with Peter Schmidt, one of our veterinarians from the Great Lakes. Thanks for joining us, Pete. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and talk about your role here at Transova?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Like she said, my name is Dr. Peter Schmidt. I'm a professional services veterinarian here at Transova. I'm also the site leader and PSV team leader for our Great Lakes region.
Peter, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit within that role that you just described, what does a typical day look like for you, or what have kind of your responsibilities throughout the day, the months, and the year?
Yeah, so typically I perform three main procedures at different satellites and farms across the upper Midwest here. Those three procedures are transvaginal ovum pickup, or OPU as we call it, conventional flushes, and embryo transfers as well. I spend the majority of my time doing OPUs for IVF collections there. As I've grown more into my role as a site leader and team leader here, I do have more supervisory responsibilities. So checking in, making sure that our team has the tools and things they need to be successful.
Okay. So Peter, you mentioned that you do all of the Transova services on farm and at satellite locations. What specific satellites do you travel to on a regular basis and service?
Yeah, so I cover Postville Veterinary Clinic is up in Northeast Iowa. I've been going there since I started at Transova. And then I cover a different satellites in Wisconsin and Northern Illinois, a little bit of Southeast Minnesota, and then other places as needed for our company. it kind of depends on what makes sense. And that's one of the nice things about Transova is if we need time off or we have work that needs to be scheduled, we can cover for each other.
Peter, I don't know if you've mentioned this. When did you start with Transova officially?
No, I graduated vet school in 2015 from Iowa State, and I went up, my wife got placed in a rotating internship. She's also a vet school classmate of mine. And the way it works with internships in vet school, you get placed, they get to tell you where you're going to go. And so I ended up following her up to the Detroit area and worked for a embryo transfer clinic called GGS Genetics. Started up there, worked there for a year while she was doing her internship. They're the only certified ET practice in the state of Michigan when I was up there. Really grateful to them for giving me a start. And then she also did another internship and some residencies. And so I started with Transova after I was at GGS for the year. And I've moved three times while I've been at Transova and been able to continue covering some of the same satellites and same area. But that's one of the other nice parts about being at Transova is I've been able to move and follow my wife around while she pursues her dream of being a veterinary surgeon and been able to continue working for the same company.
That's awesome. And I think that leads us into the main topic that we wanted to do with this podcast today, Peter, is talk about vet recruitment and, you know, hiring veterinarians onto our team. So maybe you could talk a little bit about how training was when you started and compared to what training is today for veterinarians that join the Transova team.
Yeah, I can back up a little bit further too. I had an interest in embryo transfer after my freshman year of college. I worked for a farm that was doing a lot of it and got lucky enough to work for the Iowa State vet that was doing embryo transfer there. Iowa State's one of the only programs in the whole country that actually has an embryo transfer program. We're one of the only vet schools that does that. And so I was very fortunate to work for them. And so I knew I wanted to do embryo transfer right away. And so I came in with a little bit of experience. Like I said, I worked at the ET practice there in Michigan. But when I was hired, we did not have Transova University yet. And Transova University is it's so nice. It's a program that has been developed to help our new hires and our team members to really focus in on that. When I was doing my training, I was spending the week up in Sioux Center and driving back home to see my family. And so I was living at the intern house and I was only training when the shoot was available. And when you start in I think it was May or June was when I started, and that's right in the heart of our beef season. And so there wasn't a lot of times that the shoot was available, and it was whenever people had time to kind of help coach me. And I really appreciated everybody that was there that took time out of their busy schedule to help me with my training. But now we have Transova University, and so that's a dedicated staff and resources to try and make a more regimented program, try and set up our new team members to be successful. It's important for us as we bring new people on that we bring them in the right way. We don't want them to do something that they're not prepared for. It's not good for them. It's definitely not good for our clients. And so we try to ease them in, and there's certain modules and certain benchmarks that we know that they have to hit before they're ready to take the next step. And so having Transova University is such a nice thing. I believe I'm the last veterinarian that was hired pretty green and did not go through Transova University. So that's a program we've had now for a few years, and it continues to evolve a little bit. But the big thing is having that resource, is having the ability to draw on that and make sure that we're getting people through in a timely and effective manner.
Peter, you mentioned you kind of went through that training. I know a question that we get a lot is, what do veterinarians need to know how to do before, or maybe they don't need to know, and that's what Transova University is for? Can you kind of, you know, we get that question a lot, is, well, what do I need to know before I start? And I think some people have the impression that they need to know how to do it all before they even come to Transova. Can you kind of go through that a little bit about, you know, does the Transova TOGU team take care of all of that? Or is there something that you would recommend veterinarians know before they start?
Yeah, whenever I'm talking to a student or a new hire, you know, potential hire, we can coach a lot of different things. It's you obviously, if we're hiring you as a veterinarian, you have to have a veterinary degree, so you'll have repro and you'll know the hormones. And if you know the hormones, you can definitely help control the cycle and you can make it work for you. But Transova University is there to develop those skills. The things that you need to have is is our core values. We can't coach integrity. You know, we can't coach teamwork. You know, we can't coach that drive for excellence. And so having those skills are what's important to us. So we look more for cultural fit than we do for, you know, having those skills and already. Sometimes it's easier to not have done a lot of procedures already sometimes, because then you don't have bad habits. And so somebody coming in that's used to our system is beneficial. But I did not do a single OPU myself until I started at Transova. And now I'm up there for number of procedures in the company every year. And so that's definitely not something that I came in with. I knew how to do conventional flushes and look at embryos and transfer, but I had never done an OPU. I'd seen it done a bunch of times, but that was something that just had to be developed. And that's what Transova University is there to do, is to get you out practicing on some cows and build those skills up. And then you take the next steps as your skills develop there. And so the drive, the want to be better, those are probably the biggest things that we want to have.
Yeah. And that's usually what I tell people too, that even on an embryologist or client service side that come up at trade shows, you know, and they say, I really like the idea of Transova, but I have zero experience, you know, but I like cattle and I like our industry. And I'm like, well, that's just the first step of, you know, to get your foot in the door, and we'll teach the rest. So I'm glad that you brought that up, Peter. The one question I do have to add on to this is, what about experience with palpation? You know, do you like to see students come in with a certain skill set in as far as palpating goes, or is that a teachable thing too?
Palpation, like a lot of the things that we do, is one of those skills that only develops by repetition. And so having that skill is very valuable. That definitely will help put you ahead. It'll help you get comfortable with the procedures. It's not completely necessary, but that's another thing is we want somebody that's passionate about repro. And if you're passionate about it, you know, hopefully you've had that experience and you're going to seek those experiences out before you would come to Transova, like during vet school. I know I did the palpation course, and I did 4 different ET preceptorships, and just always seeking that out and always trying to get better in those skills. It's definitely something that you need to kind of be able to figure out what's going on in there. And like I said, OPUs are pretty foreign. It's not something that's taught in school very often. Even at Iowa State, we barely touched on it at the time. And like I said, we had a lot of teaching and a lot of classes on embryo transfer compared to other vet schools. And so having the basics, the arm strength, the repetition is helpful, not necessarily mandatory, but it does help. And it's another one of those things, once you start at Transova, you know, the number of procedures that you do in a day is way different than, you know, somebody that's coming out of vet school, because you're seeing it once or twice, and then, you know, you might not do it for another month or two. And so where you're doing it every day, that's part of the thing that we do first, is just having people go through and palpate and getting that arm strength up, building up those repetitions, getting comfortable, you know, in the back end of a cow there.
This seems like a very appropriate time to make a comment such as go Cyclones, because Emily's an Ohio State fan. And so I have a fellow Cyclone on with us. And so I'm going to put that plug in there real quick.
Yeah. Anytime nice. I can, brag about the Cyclones and downplay the Buckeyes, I'll take it.
What are they ranked this year?
Hey, I mean, we're talking about ranked best really schools, high, you know?
That's a whole nother podcast episode. Just us going on about football or sports.
Moving on to the topic at hand. Sorry, that was my fault for distracting us, but you've talked about this a little bit already, but can you kind of give us a summary of what are the benefits of being a veterinarian at Transova Genetics? Like what are the things that are really a plus for veterinarians?
Yeah. When you ask what the benefits are, the first few things that come to mind is basically Transova gives me what I need to be successful. That's everything from just always being on the cutting edge. We have a great R&D department. We're always trying to get better. We have just decades of experience. Transova has been in business for 40 years. We still have a lot of those veterinarians that started there just a phone call away. And we're able to build on that. I always say that I'm standing on the shoulders of those ones that came before me and able to take what they did and hopefully take it to the next step, and I'll be passing it off to somebody else in the future. But having those is one of the things that allows me to be successful. The other thing that I think Transova does really well is balance. That's really important to me. I just had a little baby girl here within the last week, and having the balance, having some time off, you know, as a veterinarian, my wife is a surgeon, so she was on call all the time, especially doing internships and residencies, and I didn't work weekends and I'm not on call, and that's super helpful for our family. It was required. It was one of the reasons that I came to Transova for it to make us to work for our family. And so having that time off, that balance, you know, when we're really busy, we get some comp days, which basically, you know, if you're away from home or you're putting in long days, you end up getting more vacation. That time off allows me to be a better father and husband, and then also allows me to come back and be a better vet at Transova when it's time to work too. But there's a lot of stuff that was super beneficial, especially for our family as well. Like I said, coming out of vet school, you know, being a year out and have my wife doing her internships, Transova just took care of everything. I, you know, they pay for the equipment, the vehicle, all my licensing. I'm licensed in a number of different states. I kind of lost track of how many I'm licensed in now. And all my CE is taken care of. We have a loan repayment program. It's just all that stuff just was taken care of, and peace of mind for us as a veterinarian, and especially, like I said, for my young family, was so nice, and being able to take care of that when finances are really tight, when you're coming out of school, was so, so nice.
You named a lot of good benefits there, Peter, for veterinarians, you know, coming to Transova. Is there any specific advice that you would give a vet student about to graduate and they're kind of juggling the decision of, I want to go into private practice or go to a company like Transova? You know, they're kind of up in the air on that decision. What advice would you give them?
Yeah, it's a question I get a lot. I know, like, I myself knew in seventh grade that I wanted to be a veterinarian, and that's what I was working towards all those years. And so it's difficult for some people to graduate from vet school and want to only focus on a very small aspect of the industry, of the profession. And for me, I knew I wanted to do embryo transfer. I thought I was going to have to do mixed animal practice and hopefully, you know, find a place that would let me do a little bit of embryo transfer and try and bring it into the practice. And when I had the opportunity to start at Transova, it was a no-brainer for me. This is what I wanted to do, and to work with the leader in the industry and have those tools to make me the best vet possible. That's so key. Some places will say that, you know, as a part of a private practice, you could do some embryo transfer. But unless you're supported, unless you're doing it all the time, for me, it's every single day. That's what I do. Like I said, I focus on three main procedures, and some people might find that boring if they're in private practice and they're running around, you know, that fire engine medicine, you know, just running from sick call to sick call. That's super valuable. There's people that really enjoy that and are really good at it. But for me, I was able to focus on those three main procedures. I do some other ones, you know, preg checks and things like that, but those three main procedures, being able to focus on that and get as the best results that I can, you know, becoming the best to my ability of those three procedures there was so key. And being able to, that fits my personality, I can try and be good at everything, but for me, trying to focus in on a few procedures, trying to be the best at those, that's one of the best parts about starting at a company like Transova and joining the embryo transfer field right away.
Those are all really great answers and really great insight for somebody who's kind of trying to make some of those decisions. And so I appreciate you weighing in on that. You've talked a lot about working as a veterinarian and what, you know, your favorite parts are of being a Transova veterinarian. Could you maybe tell us a little bit about, you know, what's your favorite part of working for Transova, maybe as a company, maybe a little bit broader picture than just from a veterinarian perspective?
Yeah, just being able to have an impact on teammates, clients, and then the cattle industry as a whole is what I really enjoyed about Transova. There's quite a bit of travel involved. It's a lot of day trips for me. I spend a lot of time on the road, but I'm home almost every night, but it's still a lot of time, you know, especially as a veterinarian, you get to know your embryologist really well. She's definitely feels like part of the family because she's in on all those phone conversations and different things like that. And so building that relationship and then the clients, seeing them have success. And I've worked on some of the best cattle in the industry. We're talking, you know, top 1% of genetics, and seeing those come across sales or different shows knowing that you had at least a small part in that animal there is really neat. and just as exciting as having the first time client that this is just their favorite cow, and seeing them have success is equally as rewarding. And like I said, I really enjoy cattle. I love seeing the way the industry's going, and knowing that I have a hand in focusing that direction is it's really neat to me.
Very cool. And I guess that, you know, our next question kind of builds off of that, but maybe, you know, this is different, but what does a successful day look like for you? I know it kind of varies day to day, week to week, but to you, what does a successful day look like?
Yeah. So this was something, especially early on, that I really struggled with what I do. There's so much that is not in my hands. We're trying to control Mother Nature. Anytime you're working with live animals, there's going to be so much variability that is out of your hands. And so I really struggled seeing, you know, numbers go up and down and trying to define success in a certain way. And what I ended up doing for myself was defining success as just getting 1% better than I was the day before. That's one of the things we have at Transova, is that continual improvement mindset and trying to just do things a little bit better. Knowing that we have so much variation, you know, we want to hit certain benchmarks, but there's going to be days where it just, and the stars didn't align and it wasn't your day. And so did you give it your best effort? Were you trying as hard as you can? And as long as that is still the case, as long as you're still enjoying it, that's a success for me. Trying to make sure that my clients know that I really care about it is one thing that I need to balance with being able to just completely flush a bad day and put it behind me, and so that I don't carry that to the next farm or to the next day or back home to my family. And so there's some days where it's really frustrating when results aren't where you want them to be, but some of that's, you know, the weather or just the way a certain mating hit, or, you know, just happened to get into a bad day of silage, or, you know, something happened that was completely out of your control. And so being able to take that, try to take a small piece on what you could do better, and then take that the next day and focus on that instead of the negatives.
I think that's all really great. I think, like you said, it's a biological process and we can only control so many factors. And I think it's frustrating that we can't control all of it, because our willpower and our want to is there. You know, so when those bad days happen, I think we all feel it, and we all, you know, we wish we could do something different, better. But I like that you phrased it as a, you know, it's a continuous improvement and always working to get better, and, you know, just making sure that we focus on the good some days.
Yeah. So a lot of times we'll look at data and we try to see, and it's hard when you look at day to day and even, you know, animal to animal, sometimes you have these dips. And then, so it's important to take a step back and see, are we trending overall? Is that graph still going up? You know, and like I said, when you're focused in, it looks like it's going down, but if you take a step back, are we still improving in the right direction? And that's one thing that we have access to, a lot of data across the whole country. And so I know I can pick up the phone and call any of the other veterinarians or people within our company and just say, hey, it looks like we're struggling here. You know, what are you guys doing over there that seems to be working? Or have you ever had this? And, you know, that person might be able to say, yep, we've been there. Just keep plugging. It seems like you're doing the right thing. You know, keep going ahead. Or, hey, you know, we really struggled with this. We changed the setting and now we're back on the upswing. And so trying to focus in and improve can be maddening, but making sure we're taking a step back and making sure, you know, at least overall, are we trending in the right direction? And if not, how do we get there?
Yeah. We recorded a podcast last week with Emily Nolan, Bree Ingram from the Texas IVF lab. And they said the same thing, that they're on calls all the time with other regional centers, you know, troubleshooting and, you know, talking through results. And I think it's good that you mentioned that, Peter, to show that we do that even at the vet side too, is you guys are constantly talking. You've got your weekly all team vet meetings, and I think that's all great stuff, that we're constantly collaborating to get the best results possible.
Yeah. And it's helpful too, to call somebody that's not, you know, in the middle of whatever issue you're going through. They can take a step back and look at it more objectively. That's always really nice to have. And knowing, you know, especially, you know, we're driving home, a lot of times I'll try to call somebody and see what's going on with them and see if I can offer any advice, because I've been given so much over my career here trying to pay it forward a little bit.
The one thing that we maybe should add into this, Peter, is the externships for veterinarians. Did you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So we developed an externship program. We didn't have one for a while, and now it's back again. And as a veterinary student, it can be really difficult to get much experience with embryo transfer. We're working with some very expensive genetics, and it's really difficult to let a vet student go and just try something for the first time. And so with Transova University, we have the ability to bring some vet students in on a week or two basis there and try to get them some experience. You get to see what Transova has to offer, but then also you have access to some of our practice animals and practice techniques, being able to develop that. It's super important. I, like I said, I did four different preceptorships or externships during vet school. Luckily at Iowa State, we had one that was strictly for students. And so I got a lot of experience there, but some of the other ones, like I said, it's difficult to let the vet students see a lot of things. And like I said, we do those three main procedures. And sometimes it can, once you've seen a few OPUs just stand there not doing anything, can be a little frustrating. So we try to make it as exciting as we can. It's, you get access to a lot of knowledge. You get to see many different veterinarians and different aspects of what we do. Those externships are housed up in Sioux Center. And those are during the times where we don't have our summer interns. And so you contact, if you're interested as a veterinary student, get a hold of us at Transova and we can see what slots we have available to try to bring you in and give you some good experience that hopefully you might not be able to get other places.
I would say that those externships are a unique opportunity because you mentioned it's hands-on and it's a learn by doing and not just a learn by watching. And so I think that's valuable for somebody who's, you know, thinking that they're interested and maybe want to, you know, try it out or learn more. So I think those are valuable and I appreciate you talking about that program that we have.
Is that set up through HR, Peter, or can somebody reach out to you?
If somebody wants to reach out to me, I could definitely get them in contact with who they need to be, but it's set up through Transova University.
Okay. Well, we can drop some email links in our podcast description of this episode. So if anybody listening wants more information, they can reach out.
Yeah. And along those same lines, you know, if anybody wants to contact me, especially if you're in the upper Midwest here, you know, I, like I said, I'm based out of Southeast Wisconsin and somebody wants to come ride along for a day and see what my day is typically like, be happy to try and accommodate that. Or if anybody has any other questions, especially, you know, about my journey as a veterinarian and my experience, especially if you're debating, you know, going into private practice or coming in and doing exclusively embryo transfer, or you're in private practice right now and you're thinking about making that switch. You really enjoy doing a little bit of it. You got a taste of it, or you have a passion for it and you're thinking about making the switch, you know, definitely feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to talk to anybody. I've been very, very lucky to benefit from a lot of different veterinarians. And I really appreciate the opportunity to try to pay it forward.
Awesome. I would add too, we don't have information on our website now, but we're working on getting it on there specifically for the externship program. Right now we have internship, scholarship, and that kind of information on our website, but I know we're kind of coordinating with HR to get some of that program information up. So if you're listening now, later, make sure you check the website because it will be there eventually. And thank you, Peter, for being willing to, you know, give that advice and pay it forward. I like the comment that you made earlier. You said something about you know, you stand on the shoulders of those that came before you. And I feel like now that you're that person for somebody else. And so we appreciate your willingness to help with the externship program and just in general.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird when you say that, because I still think of myself as the new young vet. And then, yeah, I've been asked to take on a little more responsibility lately. And they said, nope, look around. You're not the new young vet anymore.
You're old.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Emily. Yeah. I don't know if you remember, but you were there my first day. So
you're right. I started the year before you. So it's like calling the kettle black here.
Uh-huh. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. It seems like forever ago and it seems like it was yesterday at the same time.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. It doesn't feel like 8 years. So I think one thing we need to include that we would get in trouble with HR if we didn't is the open vet positions that we have right now. Do you know what those are? And maybe you could share where those are located with anybody that, you know, might be looking for a job right now.
Yeah. Last time I looked, I believe we had veterinary positions. I think there's 6 or 7 of them posted on the website. Hopefully those are being filled. I'm not sure when the podcast will be published. I know for me personally in the Great Lakes region, we have one posted in Illinois. There's one in Sioux Center. I believe California had one open yet. I'd have to check the website for the other ones to know for sure. If you're interested, please check the website for those listings. The other thing is we're always looking for good quality people. And if we find that person that really fits culturally and has a passion for repro and we think would be a good fit for the team, we can try and find a place for them later if that's necessary. But definitely reach out to us if this is something that you're interested in. If you want to be, you know, on that cutting edge, if you want to be a veterinarian that gets to exclusively do IVF and embryo transfer, and you think Transo would be a good fit for you, please reach out. Like I said, there's positions open right now, and those can be fluctuating. We're undergoing just an incredible amount of growth. We've had some record years here lately, and it seems like we're growing, and trying to grow and maintain that excellence is one of our challenges. And one of the ways that we can do that is by bringing really good people onto the team, allows us to focus on our current work better, maintain that excellence, and do that to the best of our abilities, and also help make sure that we have balance for our teammates. So we're looking for people to that want to be a part of that, and so we can help continue that growth there.
I think there's an area on the website for those people. There's a general application so that if you don't fit into one of those, like Peter said, one of those regions that's listed, make sure you go ahead and fill out a general application. And like you said, we're looking for good people. We often talk on this podcast how we're in the people business first. And so we're looking for those good people and then getting those people in the right seats too. So we're never going to, I would say, this might be a bad example, but shoehorn somebody into an area that doesn't work for them. We know that it's got to work for you in order to work for Transova and to make everybody happy on Team Transova.
Yeah, and that's another thing is, like I said, I've moved 3 times following my wife around to her various trainings, and that's been nice to be able to stay at the same company and not have to change jobs, being able to continue my development there as a veterinarian and trying to be as successful as I can be there.
Awesome. Yeah. All great stuff. Hopefully this is inspiring to some vet students or other vets that are looking for a career change and found this helpful. And I learned a lot. So thank you for joining us, Peter. Is there anything else that we missed that you'd like us to add or anything else that you want to touch on before we wrap up?
Yeah, I will say in general as well, not just with veterinarians, but with the rest of our teammates, Transova does an incredible job of investing in us and in our personal development. We have a number of different programs, just even from our onboarding is really nice too. We do various different trainings. Like I said, I took on some more responsibility here and I'm in what's called our lead training. And so that's given me those skills to help be successful as a leader in the company here. And like I said, we have a number of different programs and Transo is very interested. We have a book club to try and inspire some people to read and bring new ideas and continue so that we can try to continue to be the best that we can be. Transova does a really good job. And I've heard that from people both inside and outside of Transova, that the investment that we do back into our teammates is pretty incredible.
I would agree with that. And it reminds me that I've got to finish the book for this upcoming book club discussion.
Yeah. I'm trying to finish that quick while, in between sleeping baby and that kind of stuff. So yeah, trying to find that time isn't as readily available, but I know I love to read. And so it's nice to be in touch with other people who are some book nerds like myself.
I agree. And you don't think everybody's juggling a lot and you don't think you can find time, but when you do this, the book club kind of forces you to find time. And then you're reading about leadership principles or improving your life, work-life balance, whatever it might be. And I think that's been helpful just because you can kind of keep your mind at that, high-level view of where you want life to be. Well, I guess if you don't have anything else, Peter, we appreciate having you on today. You're busy. You're, got a new baby at home. So we appreciate you taking time to talk to Emily and I today. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me again.
Yeah, it's been great getting to chat with you, Peter, and I'm sure we'll have you on again eventually too. So thank you again.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.